his fellow checkmates, yep, as Adam gave very me the nice line there. They seem to be borderline ecstatic. What do you think when you see that?
Well, it's an unusual situation that you get not just three players that know each other, but players coming from faraway land to land on the same team that grew up together. Yeah, they're real excited to be together. And you're hopeful when you bring a new guy in that there's some connections in the room. It makes that transition so much easier. So he's got a long relationship with Jay Harrison. I coached him for quite a while, and but more importantly for him, he's got two of his childhood best friends in the lineup, so that makes that transition easy. And then the excitement, you know, Froh and Pav are excited about our team and being here, and that wears off on the new guy.
How much input did you have into this acquisition?
We just talk about players. My job is the players that are available, the pros and cons, and where I think they fit. For where we are now and past, when hopefully at some point that we get healthy, Yuri fits quite well because he's capable of playing in the top six. He has the handset and the skill set. He also he's a lot like Mike Frolik in how he processes the game. They move differently on the ice. They have different hand skills. But in terms of their first thought based on where the puck is, they're really reliable players, and they're consistent with their game. So very similar. And he fits then. We can use him on both sides of the ice and really at any forward position.
So, Coach, what's then your thought process of where you've put him today? It looks to us like Scheifele and Stafford. And then also the thought process of taking Buff and putting him back on the blue line again.
So it's something that we wanted to do. Drew moves over back to the right side. He can play both sides, but I think he's most comfortable there. Yuri's played an awful lot of left wing over his career. And I think they'll be a good match. Yuri can come up and play with Mark. He can make some plays, so he's another good defensive player there, and we'll play him in the top six here tonight. And the depth of their forward unit, they're dangerous, so dangerous with all three lines. Having Dustin then back on the blue line gives us a little bit more depth. We think it makes us more evenly spread out front and back.
Both your final 20 games for them being against the Blues, it may look like a daunting task from the outside, but do you see it as more of an opportunity to gauge where you guys are at, especially as you make a push to the playoffs?
We're not looking to gauge. We got to win hockey games. St. Louis, to me, is one of the top three teams in the league. You have to certainly tip your hat at Nashville with the run that they've been on. Can't qualify the Eastern Conference as easily because we don't see them. And while we've only played St. Louis once, they show up in a lot of pre-scouts, and they're a team that I like to watch play. I'm not sure that there's that scoring depth on three lines on any other team. They've been doing what they're doing for 3 or 4 years, so their structure is just, they're right on with it. And because of that, they can move quick, and they've got great hand skills. They're just deep and strong and structured. They're just really far along in their program.
Because you're going to be playing them that often down the stretch, is there a different way to approach this game, being, you know, one of four?
No. I've liked, going back to last year, I've liked our games against St. Louis. We haven't always had a great result, but we've had tight games, well-played games, and hard games. We're getting that in the last 20, regardless of who we're playing. And who knows, we may see them an awful lot in the next 2 months. So, but play the first one tonight. We're far more worried about our game and one game here.
Paul, in your experience, besides the attributes the players this team has acquired coming in, they're looking for contracts. In your experience as a coach, do you often get more out of a player in this type of a situation when they're sort of playing for that next deal on a new team?
I think it's all character-based. So when you're bringing in players in this situation, the idea is to get better so that you can play for an awfully long time. And those players understand the longer this team plays, the more valuable they become, the more eyes that are on them. Everybody's aware of who the unrestricted free agents are. There's teams that will be out in April, and they'll start watching real hard all the guys that are available. So they have the certainly incentive to have individually strong play, but they all know that they're far better off having the team do well. So it works really well when you get guys that are good team players when they come in, the style of game. They're not cheaters for offense and not guys that are just brought in to score goals, because those guys can say, well, I'm playing my game and cheat the game. I haven't found that, to be honest with you. The guys that come in, that when you're adding players at this time of year, they're coming into an excited room, and the guys like that. They want to be part of bigger games. They want to be games that mean something. And a lot of times they're coming out of environments where they haven't had that. So they've gone a month or two, and that's why those teams are sellers, that they're just excited to get back into a room that's happy to play. And so you usually get a good bounce from those guys.
Paul, you always talk about coaching the players that you have, but what does it do for the mood of the group when a move like this is made, given the sweat equity your team has put in to this point?
I think the leaders, the guys who've played a lot of games, who play big minutes, that have been here a while, that want to have success, that feel really invested in team, really appreciate that. Appreciate the fact that you've brought in guys. And there's a connection there. So, I mean, Andrew Ladd knows a big chunk of the guys from Carolina, knows about Yuri as a player. We've talked about the Czech guys, knowing them coming in, they're excited. You feel like the guys that have been here are getting rewarded. We're banged up a little bit up front. We're going in some real heavy games here, so to add players is a real positive mood lifter for them.
You're familiar with Eric O'Dell from the time at the end of last year. Yeah. What do you hope to see from him with Lowry and Thorburn tonight?
What he did last year, I really liked the game that he played when he came in. He had a lot of energy and he was on the puck, and that's a big chunk of what we're trying to do here. And he made some things happen. You know, he scored in his first game against Phoenix when I came in. So I had a lot of time for him right from the get-go, and he was playing well. And I can't even assess his training camp because he got hurt in camp and then got hurt again in the American League. And we didn't really need any forwards for a long period of time. So my expectation is he's the same player that he was for us last year. He did create some things. He played really intensely. Matty Pearl, we missed the offense, but one of the things you miss out of Matty is how well he was on the puck. I mean, he was a forechecker in a different way. He'd get in, get on that puck, and find a way to keep it there without necessarily knocking guys on their butts. We look at Eric the same way. He can get in, get on the puck, use his hand skills to keep it down, and then create some things.
Paul, you talked about how far along St. Louis is in their program and with their structure, and I know you're kind of just beginning the process this year with that, but in bringing in Yuri, is there a common terminology, common language that you can use with him from other experience you've had with him to help him
in the general in the general sense? But the systems that he's come through over the last, you know, two or three coaches that he's had are different than what we're running here. So, but smart guys, and it's not, the whole game isn't different. There are pieces of our game that are different than what he's used to been, and he'll pick up on that quick enough. The rest of the game, yeah, I mean, the ideas of how we hunt the puck, how we want to be on the puck, the body position and stuff, you know, he's heard some of that stuff before.